Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Dr. Paul Craig Robertson. I know callers called in before I even gave the number out, so we'll get to Charles and others that are holding. I got a bunch of other news we'll get to. With me interrupting you, Dr. Roberts, the short and sweet of it, with everybody leveraged out, matched out, the inflation compounding, government debt skyrocketing, Bush wants hundreds of billions for Mexico to build up their infrastructure. I mean, it's just wild what's happening. Where do you see this going, and when do we hit the wall? I mean, is it going to unravel faster, or do you think it's just going to stagnate?
I think we hit the wall is when the dollar goes as reserve currency. And that's been happening sort of gradual. The foreign central banks have been substituting on the margin euros for dollars. So the dollar now is probably just a little over half of world currency reserves, whereas it used to be, you know, like 90% or more. So it's gradually coming down. Now, what may happen with the Bush regime now, because the trade deficits continue to explode with all the offshoring of our capacity and the hiring of foreign labor, and the budget deficits are exploding from the war and now from the recession, and of course, from the tax rebate. That's another $150 billion. So the foreigners have been financing the budget deficit. But whether they want to finance it when they see it doubling or worse, they've been financing the trade deficit by acquiring ownership of our existing assets so that the foreigners own more and more and more of the United States.
And it looks like both parties are just accelerating, you know, the $147 million to Mexico, the rest of it. It's as if they're acting like they know it's all going to blow, and so they're just getting out with as much money out of the vault as they can, or what's your take?
Well, it could be that. I think it's just hubris. They think they're a superpower, and they don't realize, I don't think, the consequences. And so they'll be caught up short. You know, the day that they can't finance the budget deficit means they can't finance the government. You know, a recent Treasury auction, normally, when the Treasury auctions new bonds or bills to pay its bills, these things are oversubscribed several times. The last one wasn't. It was oversubscribed, but not by much. And that's kind of a sign that people say, well, we've got enough of these Treasury bonds. The same with the trade deficit. How many more companies and real estate and toll roads do foreigners want to acquire?
Well, that's another thing. The government just keeps adding more police and adding more tickets and checkpoints and fines and fees and all this fake global warming greenhouse taxes that all these states are passing. The feds are getting ready to do it. I mean, they're acting like they're never going to. They're just running on into the sunset.
Yes, but despite all the money they collect, they're still all running deficits in their budgets. And that's what's going to break it. I think it's going to hit the wall when the dollar loses its reserve currency role, and then they simply can't pay for things.
And that's happening incrementally. I mean, when do you see that finally happening?
I don't know. That's up to people like the Chinese and the Japanese and the Saudis and, to a lesser extent, the Europeans. I don't know. And I don't think they've given up. I don't think the Bush crowd have given up on attacking Iran.
You know, I forgot to ask you about Iran, and I forgot to ask you about the election. Do you like any of these candidates? Ron Paul's basically out of it now.
I think the only question is whether Obama is better than Hillary. He's certainly better than McCain. I think Obama might be a bit better. The question is, even if he is, how does he staff up his government any differently? It's the same crowd in Washington. And so I don't know that we can...
Hold on.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to cover the handover of Kosovo to NATO, as a NATO aircraft carrier, basically. Big attack on the Second Amendment, Larry Pratt, for about 30 minutes in the third hour. Your calls are coming up, but I wanted to hold Dr. Roberts over so he could finish up his statement about the candidates. We've got Barack Obama promising everybody nationalized health care. Hillary says one worse. She'll forcibly take your money, garnish your wages, levy them to pay for it. We've got McCain running around wanting open borders, gun control. I don't believe Republicans are voting for him. Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. I agree. Of Hillary and McCain, Barack Obama, just because he hasn't been in power that long, we don't have as much baggage. But it's like being in a latrine and having a choice of what's floating around. You know, I don't want to bathe in any of it. And like you said, Dr. Roberts, it's all from the same Washington system. I find it very curious that we're ending up with these three candidates.
Well, why? I mean, why is it curious? The powers that be supply the money. It's very hard to be a candidate without money and without name recognition. The American people are so clueless that when they get somebody who would actually defend the Constitution, like Ron Paul or even Dennis Kucinich, they haven't got the wits to vote for them. And so you always end up with somebody financed by the Israel lobby, the military security complex, the pharmaceutical companies. And moreover, even if you get somebody in who's marginally better, like I think Obama might be, he has to staff his government from what's available. And he can't get anybody confirmed by the Senate that the Israel lobby opposes or that the military security complex opposes or any other powerful interest group opposes. So it's very difficult for any president to do any change. Reagan managed some change, and he managed to get a few people in, but he was immensely popular and had a sweeping victory, and he had a personality that just sort of was hard to be intimidated by the interest groups. And he had a way of just sort of assuming in front of them that they were honorable, upright folks and wouldn't get in the way of an elected president and that sort of thing. But even his administration was heavily influenced by the Israel lobby and the military security complex.
Well, I'll say this for Barack Obama. He's called for a global tax and the rest of it, and he's obviously a New World Order type, but he's clearly been cheated in New Hampshire. He's clearly been cheated in New York. There were areas of New York where he got zero votes, and by the way, some of those
were black districts.
Yeah, we're in Harlem.
Right.
Yeah, tens of thousands of votes in a district, and you get zero. And now Clinton has said she's going to go after his delegates, people that are representing votes that were for him. Richmond Mayor Douglas Wilder predicts riots in the streets of Clinton campaign were to overturn an Obama lead. So it is clear that Clinton isn't really doing as well as they say she is and that she's trying to steal it. Do you think that's just the Clinton machine on their own, or do you think that's the establishment behind her?
I think it's the establishment and the Republicans. I think it's the Republican program, D-Bowl, electronic voting machines. You know, they're all programmed with proprietary Republican software. And I think the Republicans want Hillary, you know. Even George W. Bush has said that she's the best candidate among the Democrats.
So, that's right, and they've been helping write her speeches. The Fox News people have been raising money for her.
Yeah.
And Limbaugh endorsed her over McCain last week, and he was serious.
Yeah, and so did Ann Coulter, didn't she?
Yes.
So when you see the far right, like Coulter and Limbaugh, I think that she's easier to control, and she's no different from Bush. It'll be continuity. Nothing will change. And instead of having maybe the architect of Bush's bombing of Iraq, she'll have the architect of Clinton's bombing of Serbia. So it'll be the same mentality, doing the same things. And I think that it is organized to try to make her the candidate. I don't think the neocons see anything, any substantial difference between her and McCain, so, or her and Bush. So I think that that's what they're pushing for, and that they will certainly do everything they can to steal it from Obama. And some people actually have forecast that he'll be assassinated if he prevails. You know, that the British
Nobel laureate.
Nobel laureate, she said that they'll shoot him down in the streets. And I think that there is a risk of that. And that if you look at the leaders who came up that weren't easily controllable, John Kennedy, his brother Robert, Governor Wallace from Alabama.
Reagan got shot by a good Bush family friend.
Right. Reagan got shot. Martin Luther King was shot. They always blame a kook. But, of course, the kook never shoots any member of the establishment. it's always the people who are hard to control that get, or a little bit harder to control that get shot. So,
absolutely. So, bottom line, Dr. Roberts, I appreciate all the time. I guess your forecast is we're just going into even more dangerous waters than ever.
I think that what's going to happen is the United States is going to be destroyed by the hubris and self-righteousness of the American establishment. I think that is what's going to destroy them. They're not aware of the seriousness of the problems that we face.
But there's still a huge police state apparatus that's going to be left and all these bureaucracies.
Yeah.
And so I just see us kind of like a third world country where everybody's scared of the cops and we're just a huge third world cesspit.
Yeah, that's it, and particularly if they disarm us. Otherwise, we can go into gangs and fight back. But we're likely to be disarmed. And but that, I think, will be a telltale action when they do that.
I want to ask the rich people in this country, and by rich, I mean upper middle class, people worth 10, 20, 30, 100 million, who think they're members of the elite, and then even some of the big billionaires. I mean, do we really want to do this? I know a lot of wealthy people. I know of a lady worth more than $6 billion who's moved to New Zealand. I know a lot of the big Hollywood people are getting out of the country. It seems like even people in the power structure or in the higher echelons don't like it and are leaving. I guess it's just the military-industrial complex / Israel lobby just has to have it their way and has to destroy the country.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think they realize that they are destroying it because they're so full of hubris.
Well, a lot of big money people, Doctor, are leaving. What do they know?
Well, they've got enough money to hedge their bets, I guess. The trouble with leaving, unless you're very rich, is you go to a foreign country, you don't know the language, you don't have any connections. If something goes wrong there, they're likely to blame foreigners. Plus, your government can still claim you and have you extradited, and it's hard to get away.
Well, the U.S. is one of the hardest countries now, I was reading, to get out with your money and have them leave you alone.
That's right. All they have to the IRS can simply say that you left for tax reasons, and therefore you're still a citizen and you're still subject to tax, and they can make you pay it even if you have a different citizenship if they conclude that you left for tax reasons. So Americans, it's what the Romans did. What the Roman government did to Roman citizens was they chained them up to their property. They wouldn't let them flee. And they had to stay there to collect the taxes for the Roman state. So that, I think, is we already see that. And I don't know that being real rich, it can buy you protection elsewhere if you're rich enough. Or you can intermarry into a powerful foreign family or something like that. But I think that's what it takes to actually get away.
Very few can escape. And plus, they're setting up this system worldwide. Dr. Roberts, thank you for spending time with us today. I really appreciate it. When's your new book coming out, your new edition?
It's coming out next month, Alex. It's The Tyranny of Good Intentions. It's all updated, new material. It shows how the United States government has turned the law from a shield of the people into a weapon in its hand.
Well, it's gone from common law to Roman civil law.
Into dictatorial law.
Can I have my producer contact you after the show just to find out who I should contact to get the best deal on carrying your book? I read the first edition and should have carried that. I need to carry the second edition. I want to have that at the InfoWars online bookstore, Dr. Roberts. So,
thank you, Alex. Of course. Of course, I'll wait for your producer. Sure.
Okay. He'll be calling you in about 2 or 3 minutes. Thank you, Dr. Roberts.
Thank you, Alex, for sharing your audience.
You bet. Thank you for coming on. Okay, listen, I didn't open the phones up at the start of the show, and 30 minutes in, I was notified that the phones were loaded. And then I saw that one of my good buddies, Charles from Louisiana, had called in, so I said, okay, I'll take calls. I'm not taking calls. Sorry to everybody that's been holding. You called in, and I said, okay, I'll humor you. I'll take them. I wasn't intending to take them right away, so I'm just going to let everybody go. Because I got news I'm behind on that I have to cover, and then I've got two more guests coming up. Now, Pratt's only on about 20 minutes in the third hour. So the last 40 minutes, I will open the phones up. We will take calls then. In fact, if we're hanging up on you now, you can call back in, and you'll go to the first of the line if you're one of those people coming up in the last 40 minutes. There's so much I got to get to now. So much happening here. Let me think about what I need to cover first. Well, there's this video where the lady is arguing with a cop. He turns the camera off. When the camera turns back on, she's in a pool of blood. He knocked her teeth out, blackened both her eyes, and he said she just fell and hit her head.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we've got 5, 6, 7 of these every day. Cops beating up kids on skateboards for no reason. Just beating up people picnicking now. Just running up screaming. Ah! Just going psychopathically insane. There's this drunk woman. They had charged her with DWI after the case of this cop, and he got in all this trouble. They threw a bunch of more charges on her. Just no conscience, no nothing, just fake charges. I mean, I've seen my listeners charged for handing out my videos and Ron Paul videos. I've seen it in the newspaper, and they'll take you to trial saying, yeah, those videos are anti-government. I felt threatened by them. I want you to serve 6 years in the pen, boy. Just total mental illness, where they just think we're scum and here to be fed on. Again, you can't get the cops out when they break into your house, but, boy, you drive 5 miles over the speed limit, you're going to learn. You're here to be sucked off of, worm. You got that? Lick my boots! Now, this woman, I mean, huge pool of blood, both eyes black, teeth knocked out, cuts all over. I mean, hamburger meat. Hamburger meat. And the cop walks over, turns the camera off, beats the daylights out of her, turns it back on, and said, oh, she fell down. Yeah, right. Sounds like Fannie Malik in Arkansas, the medical examiner, where people would have their arms and legs and head cut off. And then the police would say, oh, they committed suicide. Yeah. And the government loves you. Let's go ahead and play part of this newscast. Here it is.
Disturbing, and we warn you of that police video. A woman suspected of drunk driving ends up on the floor of a police station. How did she get there? The incident was caught on tape, but David Muir is back here now because it seems that a key portion of the tape is missing. David?
Yeah, it's a classic case of he said, she said, Diane, but as you mentioned, it all comes down to what's on the tape, or more importantly, what's not there. And we want to warn you this morning that the video is really quite tough to watch.
You're not going to let me call him back. You're not going to let me call him back.
Angela Garbarino, seen here, was arrested last November on suspicion of DWI by Shreveport, Louisiana police. On the tape, you can hear her repeated demands to make a phone call.
I have a right to call somebody right now and know that. Is this on the record? Yes, ma'am. It's good.
Wiley Willis, the arresting officer, has been trying to read her her rights, but he runs out of patience and things turn ugly.
Get away from me! Get away!
What happens after that is a mystery.
You understand, ma'am? Yeah, I understand.
Because as you can see, the officer turns off the camera. When the recording resumes, Garbarino is lying in a pool of her own blood. Another officer takes a look before she's taken away on a stretcher. Garbarino suffered two black eyes and cuts to her face, along with two broken teeth and bruises. She says the officer beat her up. Willis was fired, but a statement from his attorney says he turned off the tape, quote, in accordance with normal practice, and added the suspect tried to leave the room. In the process of stopping her, she fell and injured herself. Experts who reviewed the footage say at the very least, the officer should have called for female backup.
I think you have a situation here where the arrested person is refusing to cooperate and the police officer apparently overreacting.
And you can see this morning why so many people are reacting to this. Police decided not to file criminal charges against the officer, saying no one knows for sure what happened because the tape was off. Garbarino faces trial and charges of DWI, hit and run, driving and reckless driving, and she denies those charges. Meantime, the officer is appealing his firing. A Shreveport police spokesman says there's no specific law, but typically suspects in Shreveport get processed, booked, and then they get to make a phone call.
But when he says he turned off the tape in accordance with common practice or with practice, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. And apparently, according to police policy in that jurisdiction, if they do not agree to take a sobriety test and get booked, then they're allowed to turn off the tape, which makes you wonder, is it time to revisit the policy?
Very strange.
See, they make it all about policies. I mean, any idiot knows this woman didn't fall down and hit her head. You fall down, you can get a cut. Or you can get a black eye, but not double black eyes, teeth knocked out, cuts all over. I mean, huge pool of blood. I mean, they just treat us like we're total idiots. But I want to tell the police something. I know all police don't act like this, but it's encouraged in some jurisdictions. It's supported. And these videos are all coming out, and people are seeing it all. The women getting strip searched by men, people getting beat up for no reason. I've seen so many videos myself, people I know, where they don't even touch the cop, and the cop slams them on the ground and then charges them with assault. That's wrong. That's bearing false witness, and it doesn't matter. The whole country's going to fall apart anyways. You'll get yours one way or the other. You'll get it with us. You like tyranny? You laugh at us when we tell you sodium fluoride eats your brain? You laugh at us when we tell you there's mercury in the shots? You believe in the system? Go ahead. Keep shipping the narcotics in. Keep taking our kids to jail. Keep building more prisons. You're not going to get out of your own trap either. You're the one that dished it out. Now you get to take a big bite of it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is the way he wants it.
Look at your women fighting.
So he gets it.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
The people perish for lack of knowledge. You think you can be dumb as dirt and be free? You think you can be dumb as dirt and do well in business or your family?
Look at the hate we're breeding. Look at the fear we're feeding. Look at the lives we're leading. The way we've always come before.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be talking to Professor Michelle Jasodowski from Canada, who runs globalresearch.ca. Great analysis. Here in just a moment, I want to encourage all listeners to visit InfoWars.com. It's new and improved. You can put comments on all the stories, post video links, audio links. You can submit your own stories or blurbs you write for us to post. If they're good, we'll put them on the main page. You can also get your own space. We have the MySpace type system at InfoWars.com. It's becoming a thriving, dynamic community. Your own webpage, your own blogs, your own area. Didn't have the money or the expertise to have your own website. It's very easy. Go set one up at the InfoWars Network. There's big links all over the main page at InfoWars.com. Also, you'll want to visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to link through to the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. all of my videos, all 18, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The Late Great USA by Dr. Jerome Corsi, The Bilderberg Group by our good friend Daniel Estulin. So many great books, videos on every subject covering what's happening in our world today. Even if you're awake, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers probably aren't. You need to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It shows how they set up the New World Order, the European Union, the North American Union, how they're merging them, how they stage events, how they're eugenicist, and how that's their guiding, driving principle. Get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Get it out to everybody at InfoWars.com or see all my films, my weekly TV reports, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's only 15 cents a day for a monthly membership. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. And I do want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Use it as an armory in the info war. Any subject you can imagine, the whole nine yards, the police state, aspartame, vaccines, the war, the Patriot Act, all of it, NSA spying, every subject you can imagine is covered there. Thousands and thousands of pieces of media. In April, it'll be 4 years that we've had PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't have a membership, get one today. Or if you have one in the past, sign back up. We now have a CDN, super fast content distribution network system. Spits the media out in super high quality to you. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're about to go to Mr. Chasadosky. Before I do that, one more plug here, and that's for eFoodsDirect.com. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, the preeminent, longest continually operating portable foods company in the nation, high-quality foods with no additives or GMO garbage in it. It's freeze-dried in cans. Each can's very heavy. It stores in very small places. A year's supply if it's in a small closet, a two-year supply in a big closet, your garage, your attic. I have got a four-year supply. I gave a year's supply of that away to family. So I've gotten four-year supplies for one person. I've got enough really for three people now for 1 year. It's a good insurance policy with inflation, recession, all of it. 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big fat banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. All right, I really appreciate Michelle Chasadosky coming on. And if you go up to his website, globalresearch.ca, you can read the story. Kosovo, the U.S., and the EU support a political process linked organized crime. I have one out of Counterpunch, NATO's Kosovo colony. And Professor, if you can, just walk through the basic history for folks that don't know what the globalists did there in the 90s, how they used Al-Qaeda, the opium, what they're doing there today. Break it down for us.
Well, essentially, in 1999, what happened is that NATO invaded Yugoslavia. They started bombing Yugoslavia, and then they invaded Kosovo at the end of that war, and they used the pretext that this was a humanitarian crisis. We know that that was a lie. It's been proved that it wasn't a humanitarian crisis. There wasn't any ethnic cleansing, and they supported the KLA, the Kosovo Liberation Army, which is a paramilitary group which has links both to organized crime as well as to Al-Qaeda. In fact, Al-Qaeda is very much involved in financing them and also in training them. And
Now you said something key. It has been proven. Everything you're saying is admitted in the mainline record. It's just not publicized.
Well, it is not publicized. I mean, it is so well documented. Michael Levine, who's a former DEA, a good friend of mine, stated that the KLA, which was formerly headed by the current Prime Minister of Kosovo, Hashim Tashi, is known to every single police, Interpol, Europol, and intelligence agencies throughout the world that this is a criminal organization. It's responsible for war crimes. It's linked to crime syndicates. It's involved in the drug trade, prostitution, and you can, I mean, it's come out in so many different newspapers. And now what disturbs me in this Kosovo independence thing is that, first of all, they don't mention the history of the invasion It was an illegal invasion of a country, and they present this as a real independence project, which in effect it's not. It's simply a partition.
And
it's
I want you to and I want you to elaborate on that. But let me just give it my boil down, and then you comment or tell me if my historical research on this is accurate. It's simple. They came up with Operation Cyclone in 79 to use radical Wahhabist Muslims to attack the Soviets to get them to come into Afghanistan. And they basically, in the early 90s, said, let's launch, this is what they did, the same operation out of Albania using these communist/Muslims to go in and take over basically one-third of southern Serbia, historically theirs, forever, to then get the natural resources and Balkanize, to also control the drug trade and to have a base in the Balkans to further destabilize in a domino effect the next nation and the next nation. So this is a new world order.
No, I think that your description is correct.
So it's a new world order command base.
It started with Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda was a CIA-sponsored operation. And then they applied it in Bosnia in the early 90s. Where they supported the Muslim army, which was integrated by Al-Qaeda Mujahideen, and the Clinton administration supported that. And then in Kosovo, they sent in these people to establish, and of course, there's Bonsteel, the Camp Bonsteel, which is a very large military base, which is there. And the drug trade goes from Afghanistan right through Albania and Kosovo, which is transshipment point for channeling heroin into Western Europe. So that, but what bothers me is that in the news coverage, they'll never mention that Hashim Tashi has a criminal record, that he's a war criminal. Okay? The prime minister of that country and the previous prime ministers have criminal records and they're linked to the drug trade, and that this is not an independence project. It is, the establishment of a territory which, in any event, which will remain under military rule of the European Union and NATO.
Absolutely. And, of course, you've studied this in depth. You've written countless articles on the subject. The incredible thing to me, Professor Chasudowski, is that this isn't even debated. I mean, I was watching a CNN special with Christina Amanpour like 7 years ago, where they admitted, okay, the Croats and the Muslims killed three times what the Serbs did. They started the war. The UN came in and backed all this in the early 90s, then the takeover in the late 90s. I mean, the Serbs, and then the 2000 CIA staged coup of Slobo, then Slobo Milosevic is poisoned in his jail cell at The Hague. The UN says he poisoned himself. How would he get poisoned? I mean, this is incredible. Right out in front of everybody, here is our government and NATO openly working with Al-Qaeda, openly working with drug dealers. This is pure evil.
Well, absolutely, it's pure evil, but it's also the fact that it's the criminalization of the whole so-called international community of NATO, the European Union, and the United States. And it's not it's the links to organized crime, but it's also the fact that these political and military entities are controlling organized crime. They're working hand in glove with organized crime. And they actually admitted, I have a quotation from the Heritage Foundation. It's dated May 99. And they say, well, despite the KLA's unusual ideological roots, okay, Marxism, presumably, and apparent ties to organized crime. So they acknowledge it. And then they said, we should still work with these guys. And then they say, well, but their crimes in any event can't be compared to those which were committed by the Serbs, which of course is an absolute lie. But this is the background of falsehoods. They don't say, or at least they didn't say at the time, the KLA doesn't have links to organized crime. In fact, they said, yes, they do. But now they say, oh, wow, that was back in the 90s. These guys, Hashim Tashi, they're no longer criminals. They're good guys. But they don't even say that because it doesn't even come out in the newspapers that these guys were linked to criminal syndicates involved in targeted assassinations and so on.
Well, Michael, I mean, here's the $64 million question. Why did the establishment, why did NATO want to go in and take over? I'll give my take from their own admissions. Serbia was building its own auto plants, its own aircraft plants. They had a lot of natural resources. It was becoming very popular. Europeans were vacationing there. They were building big 30, 40, 50-story skyscrapers, glistening. Areas of it looked like London or Paris. They had a lot of great lakes and a lot of nice places to go. And the New World Order came and said, you better take our central banks. You better let us run things. And they said no. So they hired a bunch of Al-Qaeda, who've always worked for the globalists, to go in and attack them. And they bombed the whole country with depleted uranium. And now they've done this. And then that leads into Russia's rightful response to be upset about this. I mean, this is such an illustration of the total intellectual bankruptcy of the elite that's running things. So why did the elite do this, A? B, what is Russia's response going to be?
Well, first of all, I think we have to go back to a national security decision directive of the Reagan administration. I believe it's 1981, which ultimately states very clearly that the objective is to destabilize Yugoslavia. Okay, so that national security decision directive was issued, and then they went through a whole process of economic destabilization through IMF reforms. They destroyed the Federation in 1990 by preventing the federal government from financing the republics. Okay, so it literally led to the breakup of the Federation, and then they started financing insurgencies and paramilitary groups, and essentially, as you said, Al-Qaeda is a creation of the CIA and was used extensively in the Balkans, in Kosovo, in Bosnia, and also in Macedonia. And the case of Macedonia is very interesting because, in fact, Al-Qaeda operatives were caught together with U.S. military advisors just a couple of months before 9/11. Okay? And we have pictures of these guys, and then they say, well, no, that was back in the Cold, during the Cold War years, and we've had no links with Al-Qaeda. But there were links with Al-Qaeda documented by Macedonian official
government
source.
And again, Macedonia, that's the northern part off of Greece. For those that don't know, that's to the east there. Go ahead.
That's right. It's the former Republic of Macedonia, and it is contiguous to Kosovo. And there's also an ethnic Albanian minority. There's an ethnic Albanian minority in Macedonia. And I suspect that what we're going to have now, you're going to have Kosovo. You've got the ethnic minority in Macedonia, which is also linked up to Kosovo, and you have Albania. Most probably, what they're going to now do is to create some kind of greater Albania. It's not clear yet. Okay?
You know, Al-Qaeda really is the skeleton key. And for those that don't know what a skeleton key is, that was kind of the old-fashioned key, and then you'd have a master skeleton key that could basically open most types of locks. And Al-Qaeda is just this shadowy situation where they hire these paramilitary Muslim groups to either take the blame or carry out operations. They've been caught a million times. It's publicly known. It's admitted in any real scholarly research. But you've got a general public, Professor, who can't find the U.S. on a map and literally suck their thumbs and walk on all fours. I mean, I'm not that smart. I talk to some of the general public. They have been turned into slobbering animals, and they have no idea what's going on. This dark force is militarizing everything. They're going to do that right here. I mean, we're in trouble.
Well absolutely. But, I think the American public is a victim of media disinformation to such an extent that they can't even when the truth is actually presented, the media has a way of turning things upside down and saying, well, these are bad guys, let's go ahead and torture them, okay? And of course, you don't find out whether they're bad guys until they've been tortured to death, okay?
And they only torture them because they need someone to go testify that they're guilty.
Well, yes, and they need a bogeyman for all the crimes that they've committed, including 9/11.
But
so
I can't believe that it's admitted that Al-Qaeda CIA, it's admitted they use them to attack the Serbs. They don't even debate it.
Yeah. Now, if we get back to Kosovo, this is a form of Al-Qaeda Republic. okay? Because the KLA is very much linked up to Al Qaeda, and so it's a CIA-controlled protectorate with the EU, NATO, the United Nations, the U.S. all together with mercenaries, security companies, 1,000 more. Experts have been sent, dispatched to Kosovo by the United States, 2,000 by the European Union,
and let's not forget,
sending 1,000 extra troops.
And let's not forget, DynCorp gets to kidnap children and women there. That's been BBC.
Oh, yes, DynCorp is involved in the prostitution racket, at least according to one report.
Basically, these black operators, they just like black holes to have fun. Just nice little hell pits, and they're using Kosovo now, the whole destabilization of the Balkans, as a set piece to continue the domino effect. Stay there. And, of course, we'll be told about the next boogeyman, and they'll have somewhere for our high-tech bombers to drop bombs on people, and you'll feel good and stick stickers on your car and drive around feeling powerful. You're idiot slaves.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08 and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase 2 or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
GlobalResearch.ca is the great website. I just need to have him up for 2 hours sometime, and we're almost out of time. I'm trying to keep him 5 minutes in the next hour. It's been years since I interviewed the professor, and I'm glad to have him back on. I'm jumping in a lot because I'm frothing angry. To be the bad guys, to know the U.S. is the bad guys, to know we're doing this, and to see the... And Europe's involved, too. And to see the public thinking we're the good guys when this is so... And then this is supposedly our enemy, the Muslims. But I'm the only one that's going to be at a checkpoint driving down the road in Austin now. And they're going to search the Amtrak trains. The only way they're getting away with this, Professor, is I guess that we're just dumb as dirt. I mean, is that it?
No, and I think we're not dumb. I think that there's a very sophisticated and coordinated media campaign which is turning realities upside down to such an extent that we're prepared to accept anything. And people are afraid. They're scared. They're scared of the truth. And the truth is scary, because what if the so-called international community, the United States, Europe, the UN, are supporting known criminals, people, bad guys linked to the drug trade, terrorists, and then they're telling us that the terrorists are the enemies of America? Well, it's very hard to swallow. It's very hard to swallow unless you've done mountains of research and then you know that it's real.
So what's the end game?
Osama bin Laden is enemy number one, but he's also intelligence asset number one, which is behind all these covert operations in support of insurgencies and so on.
That's right. In fact, the MO we've got is that bin Laden was involved helping the KLA.
Well, of course, bin Laden, and that's not actually, that is even corroborated by official sources and European press reports. So there's no secret in that. Bin Laden supported the KLA, the CIA supported the KLA, the German intelligence Bundesnachrichtendienst supported the KLA. I think what bothered me at the time in the late 90s is that some of the people who were defending the KLA were so-called progressives. They were saying, yes, it's a genuine liberation movement.
Well, that's because Clinton, they just want to worship the Democrats. What's the end game? I mean, long term, just continually getting the next group to kill the next group just to destabilize everything?
Well, I think the end game as far as Yugoslavia is concerned, and that's it's something which has been planned for many years, is to militarize that portion of southern what used to be southern Yugoslavia, because it's an area of transit for the oil pipelines linking the Black Sea to the Adriatic, and as we discussed earlier, it is also the transit point for the heroin trade, which I've estimated to be in excess of $150 billion a year. That's the cash, that's the street value of this trade.
That's just there.
Part of it goes through Kosovo. So there's money laundering, there's protection. Some of the money laundering then, in fact, is recycled into the sex trade. Because Kosovo is also, Kosovo and Albania are the key criminal organizations involved in that trade, and the entry of women into the Western Europe prostitution.
But not just women, children are kidnapping men.
Children as well.
There's your loving government. BBC reported in 2000, 1.2 million women kidnapped out of Central and Eastern Europe alone, a large portion of them under the age of 10. That's your loving government. Professor Chasadosky, stay there. I want to get your take, and I know you're an expert on this, on Russia. Russia is rightfully very upset about this. They rolled troops into Pristina. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.